Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilosoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. On the show with me today is divorce attorney Tiffany Hughes. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, Jackie.
I always love having you on the podcast.
Well, thank you.
The reason I asked you to do this podcast is because I think that there are so many people who listen to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast because they're considering getting divorced or they're going through one and they just want more information because they just don't know what to expect. And what I decided to do is just have a Q&A with Tiffany, ask her some questions about herself, but also ask you some questions about the divorce process. And before I get to that, I want to let everybody know that Tiffany has been a divorce attorney for 11 years. I met Tiffany 2 years ago, like right at the start of the pandemic. We've known each other ever since. Since then, I've recommended several clients to Tiffany, and I have only heard really, really good things. So thank you so much for that, Tiffany.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jackie, for everything you do with this and, you know, Divorce Girl Smiling and with all the help that you give people and the platform itself with allowing so many talented, trusted people, partners of yours. So it's just absolutely phenomenal what you do.
Well, thank you. Gosh, we're just having a love fest over here. So like I said, I've known Tiffany for 2 years. She's been a divorce attorney for 11 years. And she's licensed in Illinois, but she's also licensed in Florida, specifically takes cases in Southern Florida and Southwest Florida. Right, Tiffany?
That's right. Okay. But with Zoom, I can, you know, as of right now, I have cases all over the state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of broadened the horizon of, you know, where I can practice in Florida. So, which
okay.
is nice.
Great. Okay. So if you like what you hear, you can definitely contact Tiffany and you can contact her on her website, which is the Law Office of Tiffany M. Hughes, or on Divorce Girl Smiling. So I want to just take a minute before I get into the questions and ask you a personal question, Tiffany, of why you decided to become a divorce attorney.
Sure. You know, long story short, you know, when I grew up, my parents ended up getting divorced when I was 7. And during my childhood, up until my parents got divorced, I, you know, witnessed my parents, you know, marriage falling apart, a lot of abuse. It was physical, it was mental, it was, you know, verbal. There was mental illness. There were a lot of things that really no child should have ever encountered. And a lot of the concerns that my clients have is how children are going to be able to come out of this, right? And I can say, well, here I am. I don't know if that means anything, but what kind of pushed me to be where I am to now. My passion was going to be in the realm of helping people, helping children, and family law was it for me. Being able to help and protect children and to help people, men, women, you know, to be able to get out of an abusive relationship or just a relationship that's not working and to give them an opportunity to start a new chapter is just something that's just unbelievable.
Let's talk about what sets you apart from other divorce attorneys.
We are going to have a very close relationship. We're going to, you know, they can trust me. They know that I'm loyal. They know that I'm dedicated. So although it might not be great for me sometimes if clients abuse it, that is, but, you know, I'm available. If you have an emergency or even if it's like 9 o'clock at night and, you know, as long as I'm not doing something, you know, that I'm out or whatever, but if you need something and something's bothering you, you know, and it's been bothering you and you really need to talk about it, you know, you can call me.
I think that's so nice of you to offer that. But I also think that clients, I went through a divorce, so I understand that you get divorced and you are just a complete mess and you act in ways that you wouldn't otherwise act. But if people start to, as you said, like abuse it, you know, this is the reason for people to have a therapist and a divorce coach as well. Because while you can handle something, it's appropriate for somebody to call you if it's a legal matter. But when it comes to, you know, oh, I just found out my husband is dating somebody. I can't even believe it. And he brought him around the kids. Like, that's a perfect example of something you don't call your divorce attorney at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night and tell her. I mean, this is just my opinion. And I'm not saying it's not important. It's not devastating. I've been there. But this is why I believe that every person going through a divorce should have a divorce coach and a therapist. This is just my opinion. And I think it's okay to tell you if they think it's going to affect the case in some way. And tell me if I'm right here. You don't mind talking to people. It's not that you're not compassionate, but you don't want to charge somebody and bill them for things that could be done by a divorce coach or a therapist.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if clients start doing that, I do tell them, like, this is, you know, this is going to be an expensive phone call that we don't have to have, and that you should utilize, you know, a therapist or a life coach or whatever. Or if they already have a therapist, I say, you know, talk to your therapist. And I, you know, I'm always trying to help them, and I'm happy to help them. But at the same time, like, I don't run my firm like a business. So I'm looking to save clients money. I'm looking to minimize costs. I'm not looking to gouge. At the same time, I do realize that people don't work 9 to 5. You know, they don't have that schedule. And so it might be 8 o'clock at night,
right,
that they get off of work because they're a nurse, or, you know, maybe they're a teacher. So they're in school. And then by the time they get home and pick up the kids and dinner and, you know, then they can finally talk to me in private. It's like 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Right.
So, you know, I offer that flexibility, but I also make sure that there's balance and that they're not utilizing me as a therapist, because that's not in their best interest. I'm always happy to connect them, especially with, you know, divorced girls smiling partners, or like encouraging them to call the therapist they saw before, or whatever it may be. Just try to help in any way that I can.
Well, one thing I will say is I've actually socialized with Tiffany, so I can tell the listeners this. You are a sweetheart. I mean, like, you are somebody who I could call and just cry and tell you my problems, and you're so sweet about it, and you would listen, and you're a great friend. When it comes to clients, your job is not to act in that role. And that's probably hard for you, I would think, because you're such a sweet person. And what I want to tell my listeners is this was one of the main motives, the main goals of Divorce Girl Smiling, is to have a place for people to go when at 10 o'clock at night they find out some devastating news about their husband, or something happens, or they're sad about the divorce. They can go to Divorce Girl Smiling, listen to the podcast, or read articles, or watch videos, or go on the mobile app. And it's a way of giving people support without having to call their divorce attorney because they feel like there's nowhere else to go. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, divorce attorney Tiffany Hughes. We're doing a Q&A to give you some divorce advice. And I'm moving on to the next question, Tiffany, is if somebody came to you and they said, I'm considering getting divorced, what are three pieces of advice you have for that person?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for the kind words, by the way, from what you just said. But, okay, so three important things. There's a lot of important things, but I would say education. You want to have an idea of what the process looks like. And I would say that, have a consultation with an attorney. Call my office, even if you're not ready to move forward, but you want to know what the process looks like so that you can get an idea. At the same time, knowing the process and obtaining that knowledge, it could be overwhelming depending on where you are emotionally and other reasons. So knowledge of the process. So number two, I would say prepare yourself mentally and emotionally. And what I mean by this is, you know, you and your partner are obviously already having issues at home. And that's already probably emotionally and mentally draining. And now you are about to get, you know, moving forward with a divorce that, you know, there's issues with division of assets and people become very cruel and very mean. And so I would say, keep in mind that when you're going through the process, that you try to keep as much of the emotions out of it as you can, and not to allow the process to just to trigger the emotions that you're having. A lot of people that have been, you know, cheated on, or there's been affairs, even if it's emotional, there's no sex involved, or, you know, there's pent up resentments about things that gets carried over into the divorce by either person. And so prepare yourself for that. And, you know, definitely talk to a therapist and just try to be in the best mindset that you can, although it's difficult.
And realize that it's only temporary.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is, like I tell clients, you know, it's so easy for me to see what it's going to look like for you outside of the box, but you're inside the box. And as soon as you get on the outside, you're going to see that all what this was all about and all of the good things, amazing things that are to come in your new chapter of your life.
Right.
And so keeping an eye on that and keeping that in mind. Number three, don't be discouraged and don't be afraid. My grandfather, who passed in October of 19, always said, life is no rehearsal. And that is so powerful to me in so many ways. And it means many different things to many different people, depending on where they are, whether it's a divorce, whether it's, you know, you have children with somebody, but you're not married and there's issues with visitation, whatever it may be. Maybe it's not even divorce related or family law related, but be strong and remember what your goals are and don't lose sight of the reasons why this wasn't working. You know, when you get to that point, sometimes they try to, you know, the other partner tries to come back and wants to, like, you know, work on things when if ultimately it's not possible to be fixed, you know, stay strong. Remember the reasons why you're doing what you're doing and what's in the best interest for you, your children, your family. And so don't be afraid.
I love that because divorce is really scary. And I think the scariest part of divorce is not knowing what to expect. And that causes all the fear and anxiety. And so if you, Tiffany, or if I'm telling people, don't be afraid, that is really valid advice because I have been there and Tiffany does this for a living and sees the outcomes of all the divorces. And it always works out, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
It just does. Okay. Love it. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, divorce attorney Tiffany Hughes. We're talking about divorce. I'm doing a little Q&A with Tiffany to find out a little bit about what to expect when you're getting a divorce. And here's question number five, Tiffany. This is the last one. What advice do you have for someone whose ex has like a shark attorney, is angry and wants a good fight?
A lot of people want to fight. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I'll never talk myself out of work, but I'm not going to do something that's not in your best interest just because you are, you know, you're wanting to attack, unless there's good reason. You know, it's be sure you have an attorney that, you know, that's representing you that you can trust and rely on. And that isn't going to take your emotions and use it towards, you know, for their own financial gain. It is so critical to have an attorney that is looking out for your best interests, who's going to be one who's going to say, look, what is the goal here other than you just want to piss him off,
mm-hmm.
you know, and spend a bunch of money doing it.
But what about if you're not the one doing it? What if your ex is the one who like hired this attorney who wants to battle it out, wants a good fight, he's angry, and how do you handle that?
It depends. There's a lot of ways to minimize litigation. You know, if things start to get really heated and there's a lot of litigation from the very beginning, you know, sometimes you can do mediation. There's other ways of also, you know, bringing matters to the judge about the fact that every single thing is being litigated, and then having the judge award my client attorney's fees for the constant harassment and unnecessary litigation that's occurring.
It's so funny. I was just going to ask you, what are your thoughts on mediation?
Well, I'm a trained mediator, so I got my my training at Northwestern University. I think mediation is great, and I think it's a great way to solve things and solve a lot of whatever the issues may be. But the problem is not every case is meant to be a mediated case. It really requires people to sit down and be willing to reach agreements. And if you have, like that example you gave me, what happens if the other side, the other attorney, is the one that's litigating everything? Maybe it's not a mediation case. But, you know, it all depends. You know, even if you go into mediation and you say you have 20 issues, but you only resolve five, well, that's five issues that are now not going to be litigated.
Right.
So mediation is great. It's cost effective. It allows you to come up with a settlement that's not going to be what you would otherwise get in court. You go to trial, it's a very cookie cutter approach. A judge is making decisions about your children. A judge is making decisions about your money. Like, you have the power in mediation. So very, very, like, it's just very amazing, and the things that you can do in mediation and how creative you can be.
So basically, you can litigate, but you can also do mediation with your clients. But would you say that if you, given the choice, you always try to mediate if you can before litigating?
Well, if a client comes to me and there are, it's a case that it sounds like the other, you know, the other spouse would be interested in trying to reach agreements, and I know right away that we can do mediation. If it's not a case where it doesn't seem like that from the very beginning, then what I can do, depending on the situation, is if things start to get heated, it's like I can then approach the judge with mediation and suggest it, if both parties are going to be willing, you know, to sit down and discuss things. Sometimes judges will say, in front of the parties, and he'll say, this is ridiculous. You guys need to stop. The amount of litigation is enough.
And you know, Tiffany, having gone through a divorce, I can understand how there's so much anger, and all you want to do, I'm not saying everybody or all the whole time, but when you're going through a divorce, you are not even yourself because you have so much resentment, so much anger. And all you want to do is like, you know what? I want him to feel pain. I want him to be upset. And I think that if you're a listener listening to this and you feel that way, don't feel badly about it because it's normal, but recognize that you're only hurting your kids and yourself if you fight. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. I have been divorced. I was married and divorced. And so when they're telling me their stories, it's like, oh, I remember that way too vividly, actually.
That's very important for people to know. I'm surprised we didn't bring it up earlier, but you're right. I think there's a sense of compassion, a sense of empathy, relatability to having a divorce attorney who's actually been through a divorce and who has worked for so long with people going through a divorce. I'm not saying that you're not a good divorce attorney if you haven't gone through a divorce. The point I'm making is that you cannot be an effective and a good divorce attorney unless you have empathy and compassion and that you really have a passion to help people through what it might be the most difficult thing they've ever faced in their life.
Agreed. I've been in the fire. I've been where most of these people have been, and here I am. And now I'm going to get you out of it. And it's just amazing. You know, it just goes back to everything I said before, coming full circle of where I've been, my childhood, and where I am now. And it's just, it's amazing. And I love every single minute of what I do.
Oh, well, Tiffany, on that note, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show, because you really are inspiring. I know about your childhood, and I have the utmost respect for what you decide to do with your experience. And I also just adore you, and I think you're so fun and
such a good person.
So smart. And really, the people that I have referred to are very happy, and I thank you for that. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for, like I said, everything that you do. And thank you for having me. It's always an honor to be on your podcast and just a partner in general. So thank you for including me in your Divorced Girl Smiling Life.
Well, I appreciate that. And to everybody listening, if you want to learn more about Tiffany and her practice, it's called the Law Office of Tiffany M. Hughes. You can just Google it, or you can go to Divorced Girl Smiling and learn a lot more about Tiffany and read more articles that she's written. And if you want to learn more about anything pertaining to divorce, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. And I thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon.